Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it feels a little more spring-like down here than it does in Midland. Not sure why, but anyhow, it's a glorious day. And it is reminding us more and more that spring is on the way, which is uplifting to me. I don't know about you. But yeah, it's been kind of a long, weird winter. So. But we're here to worship God and to talk today about some bright new possibilities and potential for our church. So I hope that you're excited about being here, and as we are excited as a leadership team. I have a couple of announcements before we head into worship. One is that on Easter Sunday, which is the 9th, yeah, 2 weeks from today, on April 9th, there will be an Easter event for kids' church families, Easter egg extravaganza. I didn't say that right. Easter egg extravaganza. Okay. Yeah. So that'll be 4 p.m. on the 9th, and that will include a movie and an egg hunt, and that's for not just strictly the kids. Kids' church families, but also grandkids, that sort of thing. So Christina can give you more information on that if you have any questions. Also from Anne, the new kitchen schedule will be posted next Sunday, and that will also be in your mailboxes by next Sunday. So that'll be covering May through July. Okay, so check your mailbox if you've signed up for taking part in the kitchen. Also, for the memorial hymn sing and spaghetti meal on May the 7th, you should check your mailbox, because if you haven't already, there's a list of hymns there that you can choose from. And Heather asked me if the point people can stand up, whoever. There are people that you can talk to anyway about being involved in that. So Heather, Sheila, May, Deborah, Margaret, Nancy. Okay, so there they are. So if you would like a particular hymn from the list sung, see one of those people. So those are all the announcements. Oh, sorry, yes.
I just want to reiterate, I don't know, Mike, but I'll speak up. I just want to reiterate, consent forms, we're hoping to publish the directory very soon. So I've got two more came in this morning, it's great, but there's still maybe 6 or 8 left to come in. So if you're one of them, please see me right afterwards, we'll get it done, and then we can publish this directory and get it out. So thank you.
Okay, thanks, Richard.
And the last thing I have is a big prayer breakfast. Our seats are almost sold out at our tables, but there are a few left. So anybody here would like to come, please see me right after service.
Okay. And that reminds me, too, something that I nearly forgot, and that is that Pinewoods Chapel in Angus has invited the men to join them for their monthly men's breakfast the Sunday after Easter. So 3 weeks, or sorry, not Sunday, but Saturday. So 3 weeks from yesterday, and if you want more information, you can see me. I have to find out exactly what the time of the breakfast is, but it'll be around 8 o'clock or something like that, I think. And 7? Carl's saying 7. Yeah. So if you would like to go, we need to know, because we have to give them a number, I think the Thursday before or something like that. So men, if you would like to be part of that, speak to me. You could also speak to Carl as well. And we'll make sure that you can take part in that. Okay, those are all our announcements today. Stand with me, and I'd like to lead us in prayer as we enter the Lord's presence with our worship today. Lord God, we are so blessed to be in your presence today, God, as a congregation. We understand from Scripture that we are the temple, your holy temple, the temple of the Holy Spirit, corporately as a body of believers. You dwell among us in an amazing way. And so, God, we are privileged and in awe of that, and we are here to enter the gates with thanksgiving for all that you have done for us, Lord, all the blessings that you have showered upon us in Jesus, all the benefits of salvation. So, God, accept our thanks and our praise as we exalt you today. God, we want to lift you up and glorify you. So I pray an anointing on the team as they come and minister. And Lord, not just ministering to us, but ministering with us as our praise and our thanks is prompted, Lord, by your Spirit and by the ministry of the praise team. So God, I pray that your Spirit would surround us and fill us and use the every part of this service to glorify yourself. May it be a blessing to you, and may we receive a blessing. And we thank you for Jesus. We pray in his name. Amen.
Amen.
Like the ushers to come this time, and we'll offer our tithes, gifts to the Lord. Ushers, let's bow for prayer. Lord, your blessings are so great, God, and that last song reminds us that the battle's already been won, God, and we thank you that on the cross Jesus went against all the forces of darkness and won the battle for us, God. And as a result of receiving salvation, Lord, we have that victory for ourselves, and we thank you so much for that, for all the blessings that you've poured out on us in Jesus. And Lord, we thank you too for what you enable us to give, and as we return these monetary things to you, we pray that you will use them to glorify yourself, God, and to enlarge your kingdom. And Lord, we give them with generous and cheerful hearts today to glorify you. And we thank you again for all that you've given to us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We have a number of things to pray for today. We want to continue to pray for Robert and also Gail and Jeffrey as they travel back and forth, as Robert undergoes chemo treatments. So his treatments are staggered, so he takes a number of treatments and then off for a season of time and then back again. So we'll pray for that starting tomorrow. Also, we want to continue to pray for Bob and Cavell as they travel back and forth for Cavell or for Bob's treatments. Yeah, we'll keep praying for those treatments, that will improve Bob's health. Also, we need to pray for our pastoral search team as they begin their duties. So last Sunday we voted to accept that group as a team, and they're going to be beginning their duties right away, and we'll be making another announcement later on in the service today about specifically what's happening there. Also, Victoria was admitted to the hospital yesterday with an allergic reaction, so we need to pray for her. She wasn't able to eat or drink because of that, but her doctor now has changed her medication. Also, we'll continue to pray for the Monday night community meals, and that we'll have direction, the Lord's direction, in enlarging that and what the way forward is. So a group is meeting tomorrow, actually, to pray about that and discuss it. So we'll remember that. Also, Vivian isn't well this morning, so we want to remember her as well. So again, we come to you knowing that you are a God who is compassionate and gracious to us. You're interested in and loving toward us, involved in all the details of our life, God, more than just interested, but intimate with us in the way that you work all things together for good. And so, Lord, we bring these specific requests to you knowing that you invite us to do that and give us a number of promises that have to do with prayer. And we know that you hear us and that you will answer. And so, God, we come with confidence before the throne of grace today to receive grace and mercy from you. And Lord God, as we bring these requests, we also want to remember all in our sanctuary today who are struggling in various ways, again, with difficult circumstances or difficult relationships and infirmities of the physical kind and even sinfulness, Lord, that you are convicting of. So, Lord, in all these things, we pray for your help, your healing, your wisdom, your strength, your forgiveness, God. But we want to bring these before you, God, to set them aside for your special attention, God. So we want to remember Robert as he continues his chemo. We pray that as that begins tomorrow, that you will again use the wisdom, the skill of the oncologists and doctors, Lord, and the advances in medical science. But God, we pray even more fervently for a touch of your healing directly, Lord, on his life. God, we pray that you would spare him and that you would allow him to come fully back to health. Lord, we also pray for Bob as he undergoes these hyperbaric treatments. We pray that that will improve his health. But again, God, we pray for a touch on his life, that you will raise him back up, that we will be able to see him here in fellowship week after week, not hindered by health issues, Lord. We pray, too, for the search team as they begin to have meetings and consider the next pastor of this church, Lord, and go before you and desire your leading, seek your leading, Lord. We pray for them in their activities that you will give them the wisdom and direction that they need. Also, Lord, we pray for Victoria, who was admitted to hospital, and we pray that this new medication that she's on will solve the problem that she's been having. But God, I pray that you will come to her and assure her of your presence with her. Give her your peace, Lord. Rectify this problem so that she can continue her work and her fellowship here. And Lord, so we lift her up to you today. God, we also want to remember the open doors that we have on Monday nights and the terrific response that there has been to that, Lord, in our community. And so, God, I pray for the group that will be meeting tomorrow, discussing the future of this initiative, God, and desiring again to know your direction, Lord, what your Holy Spirit is saying, and Lord, how this can be expanded, and Lord, pray for your direction in all of that. And Lord, we pray for Vivian too. We pray that you will raise her back up to health, God, in whatever infirmity that she may be experiencing right now. God, I pray that you will lift her up and heal her in whatever way that she needs. And so, God, we thank you for all of these ways that you are going to answer these prayers, Lord. We know from your word that's what you desire to do, God. You are a great God of mercy and faithfulness to the promises of your word, and we thank you for that. We thank you for Jesus, and we pray in his name. Amen. So here's a note of praise from Shaw for Monday night. Had a badly infected tooth, and after antibiotics, it was settled down, and she's feeling much better. Some of you know Shaw. She's been in several of our services, and we're glad for that note of praise. Sorry, I missed that, Richard. Okay, praise team.
As the song says, Lord, we would never find someone like you who loves us so much,
thank
Lord
you,
Jesus.
Lord. There's none.
There's none like you, Jesus.
Thank you.
And thank you so much, Lord, that you see us, you hear us, you understand exactly where we are. You know exactly how to save us, Lord. And you're the one who sees through our heart. You know our needs even before we ask you. God, this morning, we just want to give you honor and glory and praise to you, because there's no one like you who loves us the way you love us. We worship you. We thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. Please be seated.
Our reading this morning is from Psalm 111, 1-9. Praise the Lord. I will extol the Lord with all my heart in the council of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in him, in them. Glorious and majestic are his deeds, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people the power of his works, giving them the lands of other nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, enacted in faithfulness and uprightness. uprightness. He provided redemption for his people. He ordained his covenant forever, holy and awesome, in his name. The Lord of the Lord, the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, we have what I think is an exciting presentation for you today. We are talking about vision, and I want to first of all affirm what the mission part of our vision is that's already been established here. So we, and these are activities that we do from day to day, week to week. They are the things that we value that have been set out and established, as I said, as the valuable activities of our church. So we declare the truth. That's so important. It's what everything else rests on, is the declaration of the truth. And then we disciple people. We mentor the willing. And so we are producing disciples and leaders. We want to continue those things for sure. And then we are serving the many. That's the part that reaches out. Vision always has to do with, or always has, an outreach component. But what we're talking about today is more of an overall concept. I want to give you a little bit of background on this. If you read 1 Corinthians 3, you'll see that a local church is a structure that's being built. You find this in the first part of chapter 3. A spiritual temple that's being built, and it's built on the foundation of Jesus Christ. And what Paul warns there is that it's important to build with the proper materials. So he says things like gold, silver, precious stones are the important materials. Those are the inflammable things that'll stand the test of judgment. And so we want to make sure, especially as leaders, that we're building with the proper materials, that we're building a structure spiritually that God will be pleased with, that God intends. And so that's what we're talking about today, is not so much the daily activities or the monthly activities that our church engages in, but we're talking about how we visualize what God is giving to us as a visual picture of what we're aiming for. What's the structure going to look like in the end? So vision is, first of all, what we're talking about today is, vision is first of all understanding who we are, where we're at now, what our church looks like right now. In other words, what distinguishes our church and makes it unique from all the other churches in this area? God has planted us here for a specific reason. He's given us a unique calling here. And that's what we have, as leaders, we've gone before the Lord and we've sought his direction in this to help us to understand who we are right now and what kind of understanding he's giving us of our identity in this community, in this location. So vision is a God-given picture of what our church is becoming. And we have some slides here that will just help you to see that on the overhead, but it's also on the PowerPoint screen, but it's also in your notes too. We've put these notes into the church bulletin. So vision is a God-given picture of what the church is to become in growing further. So we have our identity, what we are now, who we are now, and vision is looking forward into the future, growing into that identity more and more, becoming more of what we already are now. It means going with God to create a new future for the church. That's important, that last part. It's God who gives the increase. We just have to be faithful in doing what God is leading us to do. We can't look at the church down the road and say, oh, they're doing this, so maybe we should do it too. No, that doesn't work. We can't look at church growth principles. We can't read books that say, here's how you grow a church. You know, for instance, a mega church manual. How to grow an American-style mega church. No, church growth principles don't apply here. What we're talking about, going with God. I should mention, too, in the negative side of things, that a vision to remain the same or strengthen the things that remain is not a vision. It's a death warrant, actually. I was part of an organization who had a lot of discussions and came up with a vision, and their vision statement was, strengthen what remains. And what was remaining wasn't very much, to be very honest. And subsequently, the organization collapsed and had to totally reinvent itself because that vision wasn't adequate, and I would say it wasn't really from God. Scriptural basis, a very important scripture here is Matthew chapter 22, verses 37, 39. This is a verse that you're all very familiar with, that where someone asked Jesus what the greatest commandments were, and he said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul and your mind. This is the great and first commandment, and a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. And I want to suggest to you today that our vision, as we have talked about it as a leadership team, our vision sees the loving of God and the loving of our neighbor as one and the same thing, really. It says here it's two commands, but and I'm not going against what Jesus says, but loving God means also loving your neighbor. And we, as we thought about who this church is and what identifies this church as a body of believers who is unique in this end of town or in this town of Wasaga Beach, the word that comes to mind is care. This is a caring body of believers. And so we want to go forward with that. We want to say, yeah, that's a really specific way in which we love one another and have started loving our community in a unique way and ultimately loving the world in a caring way. We want to care for one another here. We want to expand that, grow in that. We want to care for our neighborhood more and more, not just materially, but also spiritually. And we want to care for the world. So our vision statement, putting all that together, our vision statement is this. We are growing as a multi-generational, cross-cultural body of caring believers who hold out material help and spiritual hope in Jesus Christ to one another and to our neighborhood of Wasaga Beach and to our world. So we want to grow in becoming more and more a place of caring, caring for one another, for our neighborhood, and for the world. As I mentioned at the beginning, we want to affirm the values and the mission, the activities that we do from day to day. This doesn't replace what you see up on the wall over there. This says that by doing those things, this is what we will become more and more. This is the structure that's being built. This is what we envision God doing. And in, say, 5 years, this will be even more a place and a center of caring for one another, caring for the neighborhood, caring for the world. I also want to put before you a statement of purpose. One of the issues or challenges, I should say, one of the challenges with this kind of a vision is that it's possible to become just another social agency. If we say, yeah, our priority is to care for one another and others and so on, we're in danger of losing the spiritual aspect of that. So we can't do that. So our purpose is to glorify God by caring for one another and for others with good works that point to Christ for salvation and encourage growth in Christ-likeness in the church body. The most important part of that statement is that all of it has to do with glorifying God. Whatever we do, we want to do that in order to glorify God. And again, I'll give you a verse that's based on. This verse comes from Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Again, words of Jesus. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. So the reason that we do these good works of caring And the reason we want to become more of a place of caring is in order to give glory to God in heaven. Well, that's the groundwork of what we want to say today. And for the rest of this time, I'm going to let the rest of the leadership team speak. At this point in our time together, Carl and Phil are going to come, I think in that order, right? Yeah. Carl and Phil are going to come, and they're going to share how this vision of caring is already established here, how it's already happening. This is not something we've just come up with. This is what the church already is and does. And so Carl and Phil are both going to come and just remind you of the kind of caring that's already happening in the body.
Well, good morning to y'all. Y'all. You're very tall. Holy cow, from up here. We have been studying the Word of God for the last 6 or 7 weeks in our discussion night on the Holy Spirit. And people are really desiring to find out what their gift is. How many of you here believe that all the gifts that are for the church are in this church today? Let me see a show of hands. So you know that all the gifts that are in the church are here. Now, if I were to ask you individually, what is your gift? How would you know what your gift would be? Our very first meeting, congregational meeting a while ago, we identified our church as a caring people. From the time someone walks in that front door, they feel welcome and cared for. From the time somebody makes a phone call to you and says, I'm bringing over your dinner today. Or the time that someone goes over to your house, knocks on the door and says, can I pray for you? Those are all issues of caring. We are a caring community. This community of believers is set up in this place, and we have been doing it all along. Just that some people don't recognize it as vision. But we say it as such. It is caring for one another. As the Lord said, and Pastor John read it earlier from Matthew, love the Lord your God from Matthew, but I'm reading from John 13:14. A new command I give you, he said, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. Jesus is speaking there of a self-sacrificing love. And that's what I see here in this body. I see self-sacrificing, going beyond what it means just to care for one another, but giving over and above for that other person. That's what the body of Christ looks like in this place. My wife and I, we came here 7, 8, 9 years ago and immediately felt that. And we have just grown in this place. And we see everybody else coming along and being part of this body of believers. Well, this caring inspires, this caring encourages, this caring strengthens our commitment to one another and our commitment to the purpose that God has called this body to. I said it is reflected in the warm welcome extended to everyone, and I want to say right from the front, a special welcome to Steve today. Steve is first morning he's been with us. He is here. Lord bless you, man. I see Jim is back there from plowing snow. If he's like my son, he's probably going to be in it about the 13th of April or thereabouts. I'm 77. Please allow me the age differential. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Caring is reflected in this community by the sacrifice that we make in giving of our time and our resources. We as elders are serving the congregation to exhibit overall care for this body, and we feel that love back towards us. Very much so. We're a caring community of believers, and as such, we are reflecting God's love in action. So let us not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up.
Phil?
Not to discount anything that Carl says, but there's another side to our caring as well.
Do I get a rebuttal?
Only after I've had my 11 minutes. Oh, sorry, John, it's only supposed to be five. I'll try. 4 minutes left. Thanks, Tonga. Carl looked at what goes on here amongst us. I'm telling you, that's invisible. If you stand outside that door, you know nothing about it. Absolutely nothing. So although it is utmost importance that we care for one another here, there is the world outside of our doors. Amen. Could I see that first picture? We are not unable or in any way have we not been a church that reaches out. Here we've got, I think that's five, they're out on day passes. But while they were out, what they did was they took purses that nobody had a use for anymore. They filled them up with stuff, lady stuff. Tonga, you and I don't know anything about that. And then they gave them away. And on the right-hand side is a lady who was very pleased with her gift. And that's just outside the food bank. When we look at what we do inside that really isn't inside, we have things like that pile of shoeboxes that sat up here. I mean, yeah, we did that internally, but where did they go? We don't even know. Ukraine, where? Ukraine, who? We don't know. And it doesn't matter. Because God put it on our hearts to build that little Christmas tree of shoeboxes to give away to people we don't even know, probably will never meet this side of heaven. Bookmobile. What have we got to do with the bookmobile? Not too darn much. I don't have to drive it. I don't have to stock it. But we can come along the library here in town at a place that has nothing to do with us here, the food bank, and support the bookmobile and the people that need the bookmobile in our community. Next one along, who's that young lady there by that table? Donna, when you first heard about dinners, look at her eyes. I love those eyes. What did you feel about making dinner for people you didn't know?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
Because what? So, just what John's talking about. We have the heart here in the church to go out and reach our community. One on the extreme right, or my extreme right, I guess it's your extreme right as well. Yep. Anybody know what that is? Richard, you can't answer that. Anybody know where that is? What's going on there? Is that the Recplex? Yeah. What's going on? Mums and Tots. We started that program out cooperatively with the Anglican Church here in town. And that's an example of what goes on Wednesdays, Friday mornings now. Bunch of little kids invade the Recplex. And some silly adults go and try and keep them in control. But moms need that. There was a need identified in our community. And we kind of said, well, we can't do it on our own, but maybe with a little help. And lo and behold, 3 years? 7 years has been going now? Well, when you get old, time passes differently. As Carl says, quickly. But we have a heart in this church for doing those things that we see God doing in our neighborhood. We need to keep our eyes open, our hearts softened, and our hands wide open to just greet whatever it is that God throws our way that we can do outside of the church. Now, I've only talked about what we did here within Wasega Beach. Over the years, we've supported missionaries in Africa, in India, and around the world. And we'll continue to do that as we move forward. So that's my little bit. It wasn't nearly as polished as Carl's. But more important. Right. Now we'll hear what the future can bring us.
Just before we hear about the future, I want to tell you about two or three things that we noticed as soon as we came to this church nearly a year and a half ago. One of the things that impressed me was the way that this church prays and how prayer requests are sent out and people pray. And when I send the prayer requests out, I get emails back saying, praying, I'm praying. Of the three or four churches that I've pastored, this is the first church that I have not had to establish pastoral prayer in the morning service. And this is the only church that I've ever come to in any kind of a pastoral function that has not one but two prayer groups that are running through the week. Most of the churches I've pastored have had no prayer meetings. The other thing that impressed me was I came in here and I read the bulletin and I thought, what is a lady of vision? I've never heard of a lady of vision before. But as I grew to understand that concept, I realized that, again, this is a group who does caring things and is very visionary in doing that. And finally, the other thing that I haven't encountered before is Anne doing a signing ministry. Again, caring for Shauna and David, at least, and anybody else who comes in with that need. So those are three things that we have seen in coming to this church that just show the care that this church has. Anyhow, what we want to do next is turn it over to Tonga and Christina. They're going to talk about how the things that we are doing can expand outward, but the potential for those things, but also the potential for new kinds of caring ministry. So Tonga and Christina, do you want to take it?
Well, thank you. That was really good, Carl and Phil. You guys did a fantastic job. Well, so church, here are ways that we can be looking forward with a vision of caring for one another in our community. And as you have heard, you guys did an amazing job. And me and Christina, even when we came here first, how many years ago, Christina?
14
years ago. I was going to say 10, but as I get old, I'm not getting there yet, guys. You know, we have seen the same, and just the love, the warmth experience that we experience in this church is something that we've never experienced. So we are so thankful for that. I know that Pastor John already touched about the vision statement, but I just want to reiterate that because I think that is so important for our church at this point of time, at such a time as this. Because when I came here first 14 years ago, looking forward for ministry for a couple like us, it seems impossible. right? Meaning it's more of, because Wasagabe is known for more of a retired place, so for us to be in a ministry where we're like, how are we going to be effective? But now, fast forward 40 years later, look at Wasaga Beach. It has changed. And it has changed tremendously. So it makes sense why God brought us 14 years ago. And that's one thing that we've learned as pastors, as people in ministry, we learn backwards. When we look backwards, we realize how God has been leading us. So it was not a mistake for us to be in this church. And for that reason, we're praising God for it. Okay, so vision statement, it says, we are growing as a multi-generational, cross-cultural body, like you've seen me right here, and body of caring believers who hold out material help and spiritual hope in Jesus Christ to one another, to our neighborhood at East Wasaga Beach, and to the world. Guys, that's exactly where we are right now and what God is doing. And the people who have moved to Wasaga Beach, they need Jesus. Perhaps they do not know it, but they need the good news. They need the gospel. And I am so excited because I know that God has placed this church at this very place, at this very time, for something bigger than what we could even imagine 14 years ago. And here we are. And I want you guys to join me in that, join us in that as a church, and to be excited for what God is doing. Before I take over more time, here, I'll just pass it to Christina.
Okay, so what does that look like for all of you? You know, you've heard that the leadership team has been praying and kind of fine-tuning. What does that look like for us moving forward in the future? And how it relates to you guys is you guys are the vision carriers. The leadership team can only suggest vision, but if you guys don't catch the vision, then there's a disconnect. So we hope to identify ways that you guys are the vision carriers of this, okay? So in the prayer groups, you guys are meeting on Mondays and Saturdays, and they are praying for each one of you. I've heard testimonies, and they are so diligently praying for our community and our leaders. Ways that we can fine-tune our vision is if ministry leaders throughout the week, the ladies visionary may hear of a need within them. If they can reach out a little bit further and give that to Dan and Joyce and Jim and Grace so that that kind of brings us all together, that connects us into the bigger vision of caring for one another. Again, for myself, when I hear of needs in the community, maybe that's mom and tots or at the food bank, I need to be diligent at giving those prayer requests to the leaders so that that connects us as a body. Okay, so again, if we look at the ladies visionary, they are already caring for a large body of us, but ways that we are connecting our vision of caring for one another are things like they are donating Bibles to our Monday night group. They are partnering in what they are doing to provide resources for our Monday nights that is an outreach to our community. That's a partnership between ministries that are caring for not only within our body, but also extending to our community. As far as discipleship goes, that's an area in our church really, really we need to kind of focus, and we'd love to hear more feedback from you, but we hope to see in this coming year life groups or cell groups or home groups. They can be called many different names within churches, but we need to see discipleship happening. I don't want to use names, but I've already seen a lady that has started coming to our church. She's a young woman. She's in need of discipleship. I've seen grandmas coming alongside of her and mentoring her. That's what it looks like to partner together for outreach. People who have the time that are willing to sit down and disciple and mentor the next generation. That's what we're going to start to see as our church transition and grows into this multi-generational, multi-cross-cultural body. We're going to see the generation here who have been here for so many years coming alongside the next generation and giving that discipleship, giving that mentorship. So we want to provide opportunities to do that. And
Bible study, this is a commitment to this vision of caring. So as we look more into this topic, as an elder, we could we could gather some of the teaching that points toward how we can care more for our community. And right now, what we're doing with Holy Spirit is amazing, because without the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we wouldn't be able to do good deeds. Right? We can have great ideas, but the strength, the enabling strength that comes is through the Holy Spirit. And speaking of Bible study, I also want to see perhaps maybe one or two more Bible study, like this discussions group, maybe perhaps on some other nights of the week. The reason being is that, you know, I believe that when we do Bible study, when you are more than 12 people, it's harder, because in that hour and a half, they're able to share a space where they can ask questions, clear doubts. It gets harder and harder. So I'm really, really praying that God is going to raise more leaders who are willing to come alongside and have different groups in the week that meets regularly, studying the Word of God, so that we can reach out to our neighbors, starting from ourselves, our community, and beyond. Okay?
So in kids ministry, what that'll look like of coming alongside of what you're doing is could be kind of when we do a sermon series, we will also be doing it in kids church. So the children can relate on their level of what we are studying here. We will teach the kids ways that they can serve the larger body. We will focus on stories and scriptures that are caring for one another in this next coming year. If we look at our Monday night community meals, you hear me say this over and over again. The heartbeat of this church, I you know that I'm out in the community a lot, and I'm always referred to as the lady that works at the blue church next to the Dairy Queen. And you know, and everyone has this sense, if they visited here, we're the church that feeds people after the service. For many years, that was our DNA. And so kind of we just took that and shifted it to Monday. But now our focus is reaching those in needs. So it looks different, but that has been part of our heartbeat of hospitality. That is our strength. And we just kind of revision that, and God has blessed Monday nights. The original idea for Monday nights was that different churches would be providing those same meals throughout the week. And not to boast in all of you, but our church has done it so successfully because that's who you are. That's already who you are. So we're just taking our strengths and trying to refocus those and refine those on how God can best use us.
You want to talk about worship? Again, with our worship ministries, as you would notice, since Pastor John and myself has taken over this new role, we kind of changed our order of service a bit, just finding what's best suit our order of service. But we are always open to change and see, so that we can get the best flow during our order of service. The goal is that we would feel God's presence. There wouldn't be anything awkward in between, but so that we can just focus from the first time we sing our songs to the very last song that we would be singing. So with that, however, with our vision, we would like to see more testimonies as we used to, as we right now we do once a month, perhaps from the congregation and also from the leadership team, like during worship service, where we would share what God is doing in our community, within us, and also beyond. And also with more in a specific of worship music, as you have noticed, our church really want to marrying the old and the new. In other words, hymns and contemporary, right? And that's what we've been doing every Sunday. If you notice, we'll have a hymn or two, and we'll have contemporary music. And we just want to be sensitive to the people that we have. But at the end of the day, what we really look for is the song that speaks of a rich theology of who God is. Okay, there's a lot of good songs out there, but there are some songs that might be a little bit questionable in a sense. So as a worship leader, we want to provide songs that are rich, correct theology, that can build up one another during our services as we sing songs. And with that, we would also like to see perhaps more of a young generations worship team leaders on the stage, and perhaps with that we can also implement more of, you know, different use of different instrumentations. I know with our church building, we don't want to be on your face with the volume and the instruments. However, we also want to encourage our upcoming young musicians, and so that we, you know, with one voice in unity, we can just worship God together. Okay, and also in our worship, we want to see more of freedom. What I mean by freedom is not to abuse freedom and do whatever you want, but freedom in such a way that we have a space and place where people can just be who they are. They can just cry out to God. They can just worship God in the way they felt at that moment. In fact, I've seen it in my own eyes where healing taking place, even physically. So we want to give room to the Holy Spirit. Again, that's going to come with teachings. That's going to come with guidance from a leader, like modeling, you know, teaching those those topics. But we want to be a place where we worship. Amen? Where we worship. Not just doing as duties, but we worship God with all our heart, with all of who we are, and just give ourselves to God at that in that sense.
So looking forward for new ministries, one thing we would like to see is Alpha. Alpha offers care for seniors. They offer care for marriages. And those are things that we value here in our church. We'd like to see these groups starting up over the next year. We have been working behind the scenes to kind of make those connections and see what those look like. Our hearts are to raise leaders moving forward that can lead this, that it's not just on the leadership team. Again, vision carriers. We want to see you guys step up. If the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, we want you guys to come forth and say, yes, I feel called to this ministry. I feel called to serve in this area. And together, as we share this vision, that will shine outwardly. So again, we'd like to see Alpha, and then...
Yeah, I think John and Carl and Phil already share of the ministry that we've been doing already in our church, such as care ministry teams to focus on hospitality, and outreach ministries that would plan events and focus on outreaches, and grief ministries. That's really important for our church. And that has, the last few times that we have funeral service at this church were very meaningful. And that was so good to be a part of that. Just the beauty of, you know, the beauty of knowing that they are at good hands. They are going home. They are home with Jesus. And we want to really focus on this ministry. And also Global Missions Care Team. That is something that we have already talked among the board meeting. And I am heading that ministry as a mission. And I will be presenting some of the ministry that we would be looking at partnering with. For example, we've already doing ministries in the community and also missions like South Africa and even in India, that's us. And but we would like to see perhaps maybe an individual or a couple who are in ministry, missionaries, perhaps in the overseas and things like that, and come alongside, especially those who involve with caring ministries. And along that, we would also like to see supporting maybe a translation, like Bible translation ministries, and also like people who involve with mercy ministries coming alongside, for example, in India, like ladies who might not have job that they can provide for their family, but training them through different ministries that will kind of provide income for them and things like that. So we'll be presenting that at our next board meeting. So as a church, we are going to be involving more, even more so in the days to come in the global missions.
So what can we leave you with?
First of all, as a leadership team, we wanna be an example to you guys. Okay? As an eldership, as a pastor, as an elder, that is our heart. And you are there to correct us gently when needs to be. And we are not perfect, and we need God's help, but this is our desire to serve you guys the best. We're going to make mistakes, and we expect you guys to come and reach out to us. At the same time, we are there when we feel led by the Spirit to speak things into your life. We're going to come in the right time, in the right way, to come and gently correct in those areas. And we are committed to do just that. And here in 1 Peter chapter 5, 1-3 says, "So I exhort the elders among you, as a fellow elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ, as well as partaker in the glory that is going to be revealed, shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not demeaning over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock." That is our prayer. That is our desire as leadership team in this church.
Yeah, so we'd like to leave you with also 1 Corinthians 3:7. It says, "Neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth." So as we commit all of this vision and as we extend our hands for you guys to be vision carriers, we know that all good things come from the Lord. It's Lord himself. So we are trusting for good things. We are anticipating for this. But again, please continue to pray for God's leading. Pastor John.
Thank you.
So very quickly, two or three things that we can expect as we head into this, head along this path and in this direction. We can expect young families who will be attracted by the activity of our Spirit in our church and our caring atmosphere. Young families need support, and the caring atmosphere here can be extended to young families who need that kind of support in their marriages, in their parenting of their kids, that sort of thing. But also, young people generally are attracted by something that's alive and happening. So we expect that the demographic of our church will change as we do these things. Also, the Lord will supply the resources and gifting to accomplish this. We can expect that, and we can expect it in amazing ways that we haven't even dreamed of. And then others will be drawn to Jesus and put their faith in him for salvation, and that's really the bottom line. That's what we want to see. And then finally, the whole congregation will grow in unity and maturity in Christ. It's amazing how being involved on mission and in a direction can bring unity and maturity. And I'll leave you with a verse as well. This is from 1 Corinthians 12. "So God has put the body together such that extra honor and care are given to those parts that have less dignity. This makes for harmony among the members, so that all the members care for one another." And that's going to be our desire to grow in that. I promised you that we'd make a special announcement concerning the search team, and that is that immediately the search team are going to be considering Tonga as the candidate for lead pastor in this church. We wanted, rather than just acclaim Tonga as pastor, we, as elders in Tonga together, decided that it would be healthy and good for us to go through the entire process with him. That will help him to solidify his calling and appointment here, but it will also assure us that that he's the one for us. So we'll be putting him through all of the questioning of interviews. We'll be examining his doctrine, his character, all those things that normally happen to a candidate. So pray with us as that begins. It's going to begin right away this coming Friday. He'll be having his first interview with the search team. So that's an exciting event as far as we're concerned. And I think the search team is excited to get going as well. I met with them on Thursday, and there was just a real sense that God is going to lead them. So the praise team is going to come and lead us in a final song, and then we're going to ask you just to go out and grab some tea, coffee, whatever, and then come back in, and we'll have a Q&A session. so that you can ask questions and make comments, that sort of thing. You can give us feedback if you want. So we'll do that after the final song. God, it is such a tremendous privilege to be part of your church. And God, you love the church. You dwell in the church. God, you love this church so much and want to see this church flourish and grow. And Lord, we are excited about the new horizons that you're leading us to. And God, we expect that you will do great things. So help us to always look to you. Be our arm of strength every morning, we pray. Protect us from the evil one. And God, we pray that you will bless us by enlarging our territories. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So we hope to have you regather in about 10 minutes or so. The conversation you normally have around tea and coffee, where we're going to redirect that and have the conversation in just a few minutes.